Hi, I'm Marcus Thompson, and before I continue with my story, please hit that like button and subscribe to help others see how toxic family members can destroy your life while karma eventually catches up to them. Man, you look exhausted, Rachel said, watching me collapse onto her couch after another grueling day. 3 bus transfers just to get to the warehouse, 2 hours each way, babe, and guess what my dear father did today? Don't tell me. Bought Kevin a brand new BMW. That spoiled brat hasn't worked a single day in his life, and he gets a car worth more than what I make in a year. That's messed up, Marcus. Your stepmom probably pushed him into it. Sarah's been pushing him into everything since she married Dad 10 years ago. Remember when Kevin got that fully paid college tuition while I'm still paying off my community college loans? The way they treat you isn't right. Have you ever asked your dad about your mom's inheritance? She must have left something. Every time I bring up Mom, he changes the subject. All I know is she had a decent life insurance policy and some savings, but somehow it all disappeared when I was little. My phone buzzed. Tyler calling. Yo, Marcus, you won't believe who I just saw at Morton's Steakhouse.
Who?
Your precious stepbrother, throwing around hundreds like confetti. Man's buying champagne for the whole bar. Probably celebrating his new BMW. Meanwhile, I had to skip lunch today because I needed bus money for the rest of the week. Hold up. Your dad bought him a BMW? Yeah, showed up at the house today just to rub it in my face. Kevin needs reliable transportation for his future business ventures, Dad said. What business ventures? Playing video games and partying? Speaking of your dad, something weird came across my desk at the firm today. There's this company tax document with your name on it. My name? I've never owned a business. That's what caught my attention. Listen, come by my office tomorrow. There's some stuff we should look into. Rachel squeezed my hand. Your father's been treating you like garbage since Sarah came into the picture. Remember your high school graduation? They took Kevin to Europe and left you with your grandmother? Yeah, poor grandma. She's the only one who's ever been in my corner. She keeps telling me there's something fishy about how Dad handled Mom's estate, but she can't prove anything. Hey, Rachel looked me in the eyes. We're going to figure this out. Between Tyler's legal connections and my accounting background, we'll get to the bottom of what your dad's been doing. Just then, a text from Dad. Family dinner Sunday. Kevin wants to show everyone his new car. Be there. Unbelievable, I muttered. They really love twisting that knife. You don't have to go, Rachel said. Oh, I'm going, and I'm bringing Tyler's paperwork with me. It's time to start asking some real questions about what happened to Mom's money. Just be careful. People like your dad and Sarah, they don't like when their secrets start coming out. I stared at the bus schedule app on my phone, calculating tomorrow's transfers. They've gotten away with everything for too long. Something's gotta give. Look at these old files, Marcus. Rachel pulled out dusty folders from Grandma's attic boxes. Your mom's life insurance policy? Wait, this is weird. The beneficiary was changed 2 months after she died. Let me see that. My hand shook as I read the document. This signature? This isn't Mom's handwriting. I remember her signature from her old birthday cards. That's forgery, plain and simple, Tyler said, examining the papers through his lawyer eyes. And look at this. Property transfer documents from your mom's house. The dates don't match up with what your dad told you. My grandmother hobbled up the attic stairs. I always knew David was up to something shady. He rushed to sell Mary's house, claiming it was too painful to keep. But now we know he pocketed everything, didn't he? Grandma, did you know about these company documents? There's a whole business registered under my name. That no good son of mine, using his own child's identity. I should have spoken up sooner. Rachel gasped, scrolling through her phone. Marcus, you need to see this. Kevin's Snapchat story. He's not just showing off the BMW. Look at what's in the back seat. The video showed bags of pills, partially visible in a duffel bag. That idiot's dealing drugs out of the car Dad bought him? It gets worse, Tyler added. I dug deeper into those company records. Your dad's been writing off personal expenses under your name for years. Vacations, restaurants, even Sarah's shopping sprees. all logged as business expenses under Marcus Thompson Enterprises. My phone buzzed, a text from Sarah. We need to talk, alone. Meet me at Starbucks. 20 minutes later, Sarah fidgeted with her designer purse. I know what you're discovering, Marcus. I've known about the inheritance theft for years. Your father, he convinced me it was for the best. Said you'd just waste the money. And you went along with it? While spoiling Kevin Rotten? You don't understand. David has dirt on everyone. He made me sign papers, too. I was stupid, deep in debt when we met. He promised to handle everything if I played along. Does Kevin know he's being used? That his precious BMW is registered under my name? Kevin doesn't know anything. He's too busy with his new business ventures. You mean drug dealing? Yeah, we know about that too. Sarah's face went pale. David will destroy us all if this comes out. No, Sarah, David's destroyed enough. I've got copies of everything now. The forged documents, the tax fraud, the identity theft. Even proof that he transferred Mom's properties using fake signatures. Walking out, I called Tyler. Get everything ready. We're not just talking inheritance theft anymore. This is full-blown fraud, and my name's all over it. Time to protect myself. Already on it. By the way, got an interesting call from the IRS. Seems someone's been asking questions about Marcus Thompson Enterprises. I smiled grimly. Let them ask. I'm done being the family doormat. Breaking news. Major drug bust in downtown area leads to arrest of prominent businessman's son. The news reporter's voice filled my apartment as I packed my office supplies. Guess little Prince Kevin finally got caught, Rachel said, helping me organize my new work documents. You hear who tipped off the cops, that bartender he was always showing off to? Apparently Kevin tried to recruit him into his business venture. My phone exploded with texts, first from Sarah. Kevin's in jail. David's furious. He thinks you reported him. Then Tyler. Dude, turn on Channel 7. Your dad's company is all over the news. Someone leaked documents about financial irregularities to the IRS. Your company's under investigation for massive tax fraud. The reporter continued. Sources say a former employee provided evidence of systematic financial misconduct. Marcus. David's voice boomed through my phone. What did you do? Me? I'm at my new job orientation. You know, actually working for a living? Everything's falling apart. The IRS froze our account. Sarah's cards are all declined. Sounds like a personal problem, Dad. Better not use my name to open new ones. Rachel squeezed my hand as we watched more news unfold. Kevin Peterson, son of local businessman David Thompson, crashed his BMW into a minivan while under the influence. The victim, a local teacher, is in critical condition. Your brother's looking at serious time, Tyler called to update me. DUI, drug possession with intent to distribute, assault with a vehicle. And guess whose name that BMW is registered under? Already handled. Signed the paperwork yesterday, removing my name from everything connected to them. Rachel helped me arrange my new office desk. How's it feel? Working for a legitimate company? Feels like karma finally showed up, and I didn't have to lift a finger. Your dad's partners are suing him, Tyler texted. They found evidence he's been embezzling for years. Sarah's already talking to divorce lawyers. I looked around my new office, thought about my bus rides, the stolen inheritance, years of watching Kevin get everything while I struggled. Should we tell your dad about your promotion? Rachel asked. Nah. Let him figure it out when he sees me driving my new car, the one I bought with honest money. Tyler sent one last update. Just heard from my IRS contact. They're calling it one of the biggest tax fraud cases they've seen. Your dad's looking at serious consequences. I turned off my phone, grabbed my new company ID, and smiled at Rachel. Ready for lunch? I'm buying. The newscast continued in the background. In related news, local businessman David Thompson's assets have been frozen, pending investigation. 6 years to 10 years with possibility of parole, Tyler read from the courthouse steps. That's what your brother's looking at. Stepbrother, I corrected, adjusting my tie, after testifying about the BMW registration. Any word on Dad's case? His business partners aren't playing. They're suing for every penny. Company's completely collapsed. Rachel joined us, holding up her phone. You won't believe this. Sarah cleaned out their backup accounts and filed for divorce. She's claiming she was coerced into participating in the fraud. Mr. Marcus Thompson, Grandma's voice rang across the courthouse steps, just signed my new will with Tyler's firm. Everything's going to my only grandson, the one who actually visits me. Mom, please. Dad appeared, looking haggard in his now wrinkled suit. Marcus, son, can we talk? I know I messed up. The car was just the beginning. I should have been a better father. Better father? You stole from your dead wife's child. Used my identity for your fraud, favored your stepson while I rode buses for hours. I can make it right. With what money? The IRS took everything. Your business partners are taking the rest. Even Sarah took whatever was left. I'm your father. No, a father protects his child. You exploited yours. Tyler, what's the status on removing my name from the last of his documents? All clear. You're officially disconnected from all his businesses and properties. Dad stepped forward, eyes pleading. Son, good luck with your cases, Mr. Thompson. All of them. I turned away, walking toward my new car. Bought with my promotion bonus. 3 months later, driving to my new house, the one I bought near Grandma, I spotted a familiar figure at the bus stop. Dad clutching a bus pass, staring at schedules he never thought he'd need to read. I drove past without slowing down. Rachel looked over from the passenger seat. You okay? Never better. Hey, did you see the company newsletter? Our department broke all revenue records this quarter. Meanwhile, Sarah's being investigated for hiding assets, Kevin's serving time, and your dad's facing tax fraud charges. Grandma was waiting on our porch with cookies. Behind her, Tyler waved, holding up documents. Probably more evidence for Dad's upcoming tax fraud trial. Ready for family dinner? Rachel asked. The real kind? I looked at my loved ones, the ones who stood by me through everything. More than ready. Meanwhile, across town, Dad waited for his bus. Kevin sat in his cell, and Sarah faced her own fraud charges. Me? I was exactly where I belonged. Thriving, surrounded by genuine love, paid for by honest work. Sometimes karma doesn't need our help, it just needs time. So what would you do if you discovered your parent had stolen your inheritance and used your identity for fraud? Would you quietly step back and let karma handle it like Marcus did? Or would you actively seek revenge against your toxic family? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. I'm really curious to hear how you'd handle such a deep betrayal from the people who were supposed to protect you. Sometimes the hardest part isn't the stolen money, but the years of favoritism and lies that come with it. If this story resonated with you, don't forget to like and subscribe for more real stories about overcoming toxic family members and watching karma do its work. Your support helps us reach others who might be going through similar situations and need to note that they're not alone. Remember, success is the best revenge, but how you get there matters. What lines would you or wouldn't you cross to get justice?